music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Is on.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. Yeah, we're still on the air. We're still here at Republic by the grace of God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Yahweh, Yeshua, Yamashiach. And that's right, the 28th of October. It's 100 years now, the anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia and the murder of millions of souls on the altar of Moloch, on the altar of communism. And boy, I don't have to go beyond that with this audience. I dare say that most people in radio talk land across America and the world probably don't know about the Bolshevik Revolution and the Leninists, Trotskyists, Stalinists, Mao Tse-Tungists, Zhou Enlaiists, and Lin Piaoists, and on it goes. We know that they don't know the facts, and they don't know the truth, because the truth is hidden from them, as it says in our scriptures. And what better place to begin than in the scriptures? You know, I'm in 1 Kings now, reading a chapter a day of God's word, and trying to just move along with the Holy Spirit descending upon me, bringing me the knowledge and the truth that God has given us for this age, particularly. Most of the prophecies were written for the time in which we live today. Just think about that. For this age, the end of this eon of time, the end of this earthly existence in this heaven age, okay, when the third earth age will begin with Jesus returning on the Mount of Olives, and he will destroy the city and the rulers of that city of Jerusalem. Let us not forget that. They're laying trembling for that day, hoping it will not come, that it will not take place. And yet it will take place, as the Bible is true and God is true. They will be experiencing more than just a, shall we say, an engulfment by flame. They will be experiencing the judgment, the wrath of Almighty God. And as he said, Jesus said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And he means it. All right, we're on the air today. Hopefully we're going to hear in a couple of minutes from it seems like it's been a long time since we heard from her. And that's Monica Huggett from South Africa. And she hasn't been with us, as I said, for some time. And we've been so busy with other guests and other topics and everything else, we haven't really had a chance. So we're bringing her back today, hopefully in just a few minutes. And then Art will return in the second hour to talk about timely issues. But, you know, in 1 Kings, I look at chapter 18 and around verse 30, 35. You know, we read about the prophet who? The great prophet, yes, Elijah, on Mount Carmel. And this prophet was so special and so special to God. He had a faith that was unswerving, and he did not allow for anything to interfere with his witness for God. You know, the woman that he met, a woman's son, a child was dying, and the gods, you know, of Balaam came and said, we will take care of you. We will do good for you, and we will answer Israel's call to duty. We will do whatever it takes to do the job. Right now, I guess I'm having a little problem with my Skype. Okay. All right. Conference. Sure. All right, just let me know when you're ready. In the meantime, getting back to Elijah. Elijah, the prophet, was, as I say, a witness. But he had to prove his witness to some. One woman in particular whose child was dying, he said, if you know, you would you pray for my child? Pray to God that my child arise from his death, his slumber, because he was just about dead. And, of course, Elijah did just that. He prayed, cried out to God Almighty to heal that child and raise him from the dead. And the spirit returned to the child and his mother. And the mother said, now I know that you are from God and that God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is real, and you are his real prophet, not just one of the Balaam prophets. Well, from there on in, we know what took place. If we read the scriptures right there, we see that Elijah had a destiny to fulfill. And before he could do that, he proved himself again, you know, three times, that magic number, three times. You know, he poured water all over the altar in the trenches everywhere. And yet, you know, the prophets of Balaam could not bring fire down, let alone with water all over the place. So Elijah did just that. Called out to God again to bring fire on the altar, fire upon the wood. And guess what happened? Yes, the fire came. Water soaking it. Incredible. Elijah's God is God. And Elijah has a role to play, I believe, in the year to come, in the few days that we may have left in the months ahead before the reign of Antichrist comes and the end of this age does take place. So we see Elijah return again and be assassinated, murdered in the streets of Jerusalem by the synagogue of Satan. That's about the end, my friends. Just 3 days later, it all comes to an end. The return of Jesus does take place. So those are words, comforting words, I hope, to many of you who know that no matter how bad things get around us, and they're going to get badder, they're going to get worse, you know, that we have faith. And that faith is so important because the faith that we have is not based upon fables. It's not based on pseudoscience or any kind of quasi-type of theories and so on and so forth of modern man. Based upon the historicity, the truth, and the prophetic facts that have come to pass already in God's Word. So bear that in mind. Be grateful and thankful. And we all remember to get into the Word of God every day and be there for Him. And He will bless you. He will return the blessing. So in any event, we are going to go right now to, I believe, Monica Huggett. She is here with us. I detect her. Is that you, Monica?
Oh, yeah. Me in person.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, praise God. It's been a long time.
Yes, 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 absolutely. And a lot of things happened, and a lot of things are moving.
Well, you tell us first what's been going on in your neck of the woods in South Africa and Southern Africa.
Well, as you say, it's getting badder and it's getting worse and it's getting darker, but I see the flickering of the light that things are going to change because it's got to get worse before it can get better. You know, what is the saying? Out of chaos, order comes. So, yeah, this is where we are. Yes, a very sad week. We lost so many farmers this week.
Mm-hmm.
Murdered in the most atrocious way. And of course, then we had the coffin case. Maybe you heard of it, maybe not.
I have seen the video and the images that you sent me on the farmers that were murdered and the dutiful ANC police response to those murders.
Yeah. And it's interesting how they caught the police and the South African National Defense Force in murdering the farmers. Of course, we know that they're behind it all. They're very well trained how to do it. They in radio contact and so forth. So we are really fighting a war down here, but it's not acknowledged because they don't wear uniforms, you know. So it's just a covert operation here and there every now and then, but we lost so many whites in this country, thousands. And far more than 4,000. So the numbers are declining, and they don't ask where the food's going to come from. They don't care, because the United States will send them food. So who really cares? You know, there is no way that a white person can understand the thinking, illogical thinking of the African.
No, unfortunately, it has passed that point now. They sold out. You know, they allowed for their government to be hijacked, as of course we have here. But South Africa, I know we've talked about it before, you know, in all this discussion about these purported files being released and withheld, redacted on the JFK assassination. Yeah, like you're going to learn the truth from them.
I tell you.
Well, the thing I wanted to say was, we talked about this before, you and I, and with the case of P.W. Botha and how he was waylaid. We might actually bring that up again now because of this time in America, as to how people, presidents who stand in the way of the international order, shall we say, can be eliminated. I remember you telling us about Botha going back to the 1980s, and he was the Afrikaner leader who was putting up strong resistance to this business of destroying South Africa through boycotts and so forth.
Yes, he did, but it's, you know, they playing this deception so very well. Coleman wrote a book about it. It's Diplomacy by Deception. And that is so true, how they tell you one story and do another. BW sold us out, but I mean, he wasn't the first and he wasn't the last. We were sold out by the white people, you know?
It is just, I
found it the other day, amazingly, that in 1998, 4 years after the ANC took over, the Communist Party only consisted of 50,000 members.
How many?
50,000.
50,000, okay.
Yeah. So now you want to tell me that we couldn't do something about it? The bottom line is, we didn't want to.
Well, after all, now I'm not saying this is justification, but, you know, the guilt trip was laid upon the Caucasian people and the tribes that of ancient Israel that founded South Africa, if you will. They were put on a guilt trip, just as Americans have been put on a guilt trip here. And I mean white Americans and working white middle class Americans have been told that they are the source of all evil, of all terror in the world, of all of the world's ills, and that they need to give back now. They need to pay reparations. They need to pay higher taxes, and they need to stop harassing all the other innocent souls on the earth and just lay down and play dead, essentially. Now, that is what happened in South Africa, too, did it not?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And now they're demanding even more. They want completely free education. and they want everything free. They went on strike a couple of weeks ago because they don't want to pay the traffic fine. And then they went on strike because they don't want to pay so much for the vehicle taxiing all these Africans around. And they don't want to pay such a lot of interest also. Uhuru came to South Africa. Uhuru means freedom. By the way, you have Uhuru Party in Florida, and that is very worrisome. But anyway, this is how they see it. We drive on the left-hand side of the road. So they can pass you on the left-hand side on the shoulder because they can. They don't need a driver's license. They don't need this. They don't need that because they are in power. And we want everything for free. And the whites must keep on paying because you did us such a bad deal. I listened. I think I sent you that video by Dr. Peter Hammond, where he said he had an interview with Mandela. And Mandela said the most horrible thing in the whole world in all times was apartheid. So Hammond said to him, no, I don't think so. I think communism is, and you are complicit in killing so many people, and you didn't go to prison for political reasons. You went to prison because of terrorism. Mm-hmm. 156 cases against you, and if you were arrested in the United States or in England, you would have been executed. Mm-hmm. But because South Africa, of course, took the capital punishment off the table. So he's not so innocent, and he's complaining he had such a bad time in prison because the South African government, being apartheid government, never gave him sunglasses.
I know. Yeah. It's a very complicated thing because, unfortunately, nobody who subscribed to the media here in this country or in Europe, any of our nations, our brother and sister nations, would be given the truth or an understanding of what South Africa was going through at this time. It wasn't a simple, you know, black and white situation, pardon the punditry. It wasn't good versus evil, you know, like they tried to paint the wars like World War II, you know, good mm-hmm. against evil and all of that yeah. malarkey. No, it was a very difficult, very complicated and very complex situation, because I personally brought in some representatives of the government to my state to go on radio here to mm-hmm. try to explain the situation. And before they could even get on, the bevy of haters and bigots and intellectual bigots were ready to wring their necks and say, "Oh, you're terrible. You killed, you know, all the blacks in South Africa." I mean, it was just a hate fest. You know, you could not bring reason or discussion to anything of that sort, of that forum. And even the host, you know, an ex-mayor here said, you know, you can't really deal with this kind of situation. They don't want to hear it, you know. And I know, I expect this. They line them up, you know, the left, the radical left, the so-called progressives. They've done their job to indoctrinate themselves and then to serve as robots for the Soroses and the Adelsons and other groups and people that are using them to destroy them in the end. I mean, they're just mindless people who will not sit down and have a dialogue. That's why South Africa said, we want elections, you know. Yeah. We want to be able to have our own state and let all of the tribes have theirs. And they went through this, and they were ignored, and they were punished. And it took a Republican administration in this country, Mr. Reagan, the actor, and Bush, Herbert Walker, CIA, butt-grabbing Mr. Bush, to come out and say, "Oh no, we can't have it. You got to have a unitary state. You got to have a unified state, universalism under the ANC." Right? That's what essentially took place.
Of course. Yeah, and it's interesting what really happened in the treason amongst my own people, and the whole thing is so tragic. They still don't understand what happened, why, and who was behind it. Now they marching and say, "Well, we've got to attract the attention of America because America's got to help us." America was part of this destruction of my country.
So, and
how do you go and ask? I mean, how do you ask Satan to help you if we destroyed you? I mean, come on, really?
All of a sudden now, Monica, here they're all, you know, not all of them, but many on the right, they're resurrecting Jimmy Carter of all people because he's speaking out against the Bushes and against Trump and against the new imperialism. But he was a captive of it himself for four long years. And what he did to Rhodesia and tried to do to South Africa and free China, Formosa, and what he did to Somoza Central America, was just almost innumerable, the acts of evil that happened under Jimmy Carter. So here, you know, Rhodesia got the heave-ho, and South Africa was next. And say, yes, the United States had a big role in this sellout. No question. All right, we have a break, Monica. People come back. Monica Huggins. Interest participation as well. Pick it up.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the program. Monica Huggett from South Africa is with us. She's still fighting along, as we all are, fighting this battle of spiritual dimensions. Monica, as you know, it's not a flesh and blood fight that we're engaged in. It's deadly, deadly warfare of the spiritual kind that Jesus obviously spoke of repeatedly, and the apostles spoke of, and the prophets. So we're involved in a war that takes human physical dimensions, but not based upon that, based upon Satan and his dominion over the earth in this age, and the fact that he has children. Satan is a father. The father of lies, as it says in the Gospel of John, chapter 8. So in your country, as well as ours, very similar histories. And all throughout Europe and in Australia today, we see it in New Zealand, we see it in all of these places, Iceland as well, having another election cycle coming up. There's a great turmoil. There's a great, unsettling nature going on across these countries. But in the case of South Africa, people have never been told the truth about what this battle against so-called apartheid was really all about, have they?
No, they have no idea. It is just because it was so unfair. They had to use their own buses. They couldn't go and use our restaurants or restrooms, etc. And that was very traumatic, and they had to carry a pass. Of course, they blame it all on the National Party government and said it was installed in 1948, and absolutely not true. This was done by the British. In 1913, they had the Land Act, where they pushed blacks from certain areas to other areas, blah, blah, blah. But now the Afrikaners are singled out as the most horrible culprits and perpetrators and whatever you want to call it. And this is why, amongst other things, they go and kill the farmers, because they are all Afrikaans-speaking people, Boers. And they blame everything on the Afrikaners, but they will never point a finger to the British. Interesting, the other day, they were bringing some tribute to a colored woman who was so brave that she got on a horse and she helped the Australian soldiers during the Anglo-Boer War. And then it came out how many 20,000 soldiers they had, blacks fighting against the Boers. And the Boer generals had so many times talked to and sent letters to the command, to Kitchener, to Buller, etc., etc., and say, this is a white man's war. It's got nothing to do with the blacks. But they used the blacks to destroy the Afrikaner nation. And I'm saying it again, and I will always say it, that what's happening here is just an extension of the Anglo-Boer War.
Yes,
this is what's happening here. You know, they allowed the blacks to rape the Boer women. Of course, the British soldiers did the same in the concentration camps. And we can see the mirror image of what happened in the camps where they put the Germans. The Russians did, but not the Russians per se, but the Mongolians. And it's always the same story. But here, the British did that, and they paid the blacks to rape the white women and then stood there watching.
It's incredible, but here it is all over again, the tribes of Israel fighting and killing each other off. This has been going on for thousands of years, and they're serving who? They're serving the Antichrist, sons of Cain, the daughters of Cain, with Rothschild. Having admitted it, you know, that these wars don't happen. We create these wars so that we can cash in.
Yes, of course. Of course. It's always follow the money. It's just follow the money. But this is such a satanic, evil thing. And I mentioned this to somebody the other day. Maybe your listeners can help us out about this. Maybe these tortures and these horrible ways they kill the whites in South Africa. If that is not a satanic ritual offering the soul to Satan and let the blood flow, because that makes them stronger. I don't know. It's just an idea.
Well, you know, nothing is preposterous anymore, unfortunately. All cards are on the table. This is an evil world that we live in. I mean, ruled by evil people. We see the good, because there's good in most people, really goodness and mercy, because most people can't conceive of these conspiracies of evil simply because they don't do it, and it's not in their own nature to do evil. And that's what makes evil people and seducers wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. This is how they prosper. You know, conspiracies don't happen in and of themselves without people not believing in the conspiracy. They cannot accept the idea until some small punk, you know, criminal gets arrested for something. We got a break. We'll come right back. All right. Stay with me. Do we have a break? Yep. Here it is. All right, folks. Take care.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yeah, we're back now, folks, with Monica Huckett from the South Africa Project, and she's there in South Africa just talking about the slaughters that are going on right now. And right now, of course, it's not making news. But I was just saying before the break, and I sort of cut myself off, that basically, people will believe in a conspiracy that the government and the media swear to is a real conspiracy, like the so-called 9/11 planes and so-called hijackers that did not exist, and Sandy Hoax and what have you, the Boston Marathon bombing drill, and on it goes, including the ancillary to those attacks. They'll believe that because of the darkness that prevails upon the souls of men. You're willing to believe liars, but they wouldn't believe Jesus Christ, you see. In fact, they condemned him because he is the light of the world in a world of darkness. They would rather believe in a lie than believe in the truth, and that has always been the formula, you know, for enslaving people. So I'm reading now about, you know, this, what is it, the French, I believe it's Equatorial Guinea president now, who's apparently used the money and plundered money from his own country to buy property and luxury vehicles and so forth. But we don't hear about the ANC. You know, we don't hear in NBC News or CNN anything about the slaughter of the white farmers And, I can't even imagine what it's like to see it. Some of it has been recorded on camera, but it's just typical of the controlled media. Tell me, Monica, what have you seen any of these massacres close up?
No, thank God, no. It's bad enough to see it on Facebook or pictures people send you. But I can tell you something, that there is not a white person in South Africa that hasn't been touched by this violence, this absolute satanic attacks. My cousin was attacked a year ago. She [S2] Wow. [S1] Was held over a gas stove. And they burned her buttock. They burned her face with an iron. They hit her husband with an iron. They left them there for dead. They survived this. They caught six of them. They went to court in October. No. They went to court sometime this year. I can't remember exactly when. Anyway, they were sentenced to 15 years. So the welfare decided that they are really behaving themselves behind bars, so the sentence is too harsh. So they must now get a reduced sentence. They had to appear in court, my cousin and her husband, again, to testify the first week in October. That is postponed now till November because the prosecutor went on a course.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to reduce the sentence for these six murderers, because we don't even know how many other people they murdered. And now I want to bring it in context with what these two guys did with this black guy they put in this coffin. Of course, they didn't show the whole video. They were punishing him because they caught him so many times stealing. So they said, well, we're punishing you. That you must stop stealing. Yes, he stole, and he admitted that he stole. But just the last part of it was shown in court, like they do if they want to find you guilty. We know that. This is how they work, isn't it? Anyway, so he asked... Yeah, exactly. He asked for a 15-year sentence for these two farmers who didn't kill him. If they killed him, they would go to jail for 6 years. Now, they only punished him because he stole, and now they go in the one for 11 and the other for 14 years. He's getting a house. The government is giving him a house, and they're going to give him a cow to cleanse his life because of this assault. His mother said she will never forgive these perpetrators. They're horrible people, and she's crying like Tutu did so many years ago.
Yeah,
that's a horrible apartheid. You remember? Yeah, the crocodile tears. Exactly the same. I mean, you see it on your news broadcast when a black is shot. Oh, well, he was so innocent, and the mother is really sobbing her heart out and so forth. That they can do very well. But anyway, this is what's happening. There is no justice here. I don't know. I wish I know what to do about it. And this is what gets me sometimes, Rick, and
well,
I'm very honest to tell you.
We personally, you and I, we understand that God's in control, and this is a spiritual blessing in disguise, because it's not the first time we've been under attack. People in true Israel have been slaughtered and massacred over the years, but Vengeance Day is coming, and we know that in our hearts. We know that that is going to take place, and that will be a joyful time for many. But the thing that is going on now is to amplify what you've just said. There's a couple of points. Number one, the point of how corrupt and dishonest and evil the media are, particularly Reuters, AP, is an example they gave the other day about Mugabe. And Mugabe, you know, Mugabe is coming under criticism now because of the honor bestowed upon him by the World Health Organization. And what was the reason they're so displeased that many in the media, too, have said this is strange, this is odd, and this is unnerving? Why? Was it because he killed his own black enemy tribes in what was then Rhodesia to come to power.
Rhodesia,
communist, Harare. And to take power, and because he's killed blacks and whites alike and destroyed as many farmers as he could. No, it was because basically they said that he was mean and he was not being very friendly. He's held on to power too many years and so on and so forth. In the course of the article, this is how corrupt they are. They said this land, meaning, Rhodesia, it was Rhodesia then, but Mugabe's country, they said, was once the largest exporter from the African continent of high-quality coffee. Now, see, they didn't say that that was when it was Rhodesia. They did not say that was under Ian Smith and when it was white. They made it sound as if it was under the black so-called majority rule. This is how they lie by omission.
That's
one example.
Now,
the next example is local. It happens to be in the school systems of Providence, which are becoming like Soweto, South Africa. Okay,
I'm sure.
This is what is happening in every city across America, where the Sons of Cain have steered the racial pot, have destroyed us with forced busing initially, and the so-called integrationist movement. And I can name their names. All of them were Kenites, Sons of Cain, the so-called Jews. Okay, they were the ones who wrote the reports and told us that we had to have judges intervene to stop what was de facto segregation and so on. Then what followed that was all of the other curricula changes. I don't have to go down the line, having to do with Common Core and the dumbing down. But it all began mostly in 1962 and 63 with the removal of prayer and Bible reading from the schools of America. Now, what has followed is God is out, Satan is in. God is taken out. Decreed he cannot be in the schools, but that Satan can come in and do whatever he wants. And that has what has ensued. Now, in this case here, there was a fight in the cafeteria. An assistant principal winds up throwing one of the black kids to the ground. Immediately, the media went crazy with that. And they said he was thrown to the ground violently. And it's amazing he survived. He could have been killed. He could have been this. But what they did not tell us was what took place before. He wasn't just cutting across a line to get a milk in the cafeteria. This charming, young, innocent child just happened to be assaulting others and starting fights. And the assistant principal goes to break it up and deal with him in like manner. He is the culprit all on video. But that was a story that was encapsulated on the videos, you see. So immediately the politicians get involved. The Hispanic mayor comes out, the city of Providence, and then the NAACP said, that's terrible. This is a hate crime. So the poor guy, right, and my brother knows him personally because he was one of his students when he was teaching, my brother. And he said now he's resigned. He doesn't know if he's going to have any pension or not. But because it's black and white, white on black, again, the same thing that happened in South Africa is happening now in our city.
It is so similar. I mean, and I cannot stress this more and underline it. Learn from what's happening in South Africa because it is the mirror image of what's going to go wrong in the United States and what's already started there. And you have no rights. Whites have no rights, even if you're the majority. It doesn't matter. Of course, we're the minority here, and now minorities don't have any rights, even if they gave us protection in the Constitution, but now they want to change it. That doesn't matter if they change it. Nobody follows the Constitution. What did Bush say? It's just a piece of paper. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Just a piece of paper. And we do what we want. As I told you, we can go past you, we can go on a solid line if you drive, and you can do this, and if you don't do it, either I shoot you or push you off the road. And then you're the guilty one because you caused the problem. I'll tell you what happened to me last week. Very interesting. I'm helping a white victim camp around the corner from me here. And thank you for those Americans sending me money to help the Boer people here. I mean, I call them victims because they are victims of the system and of whatever. But anyway, so I went to this store. It's like Sam's Club. And I had this big buggy loading it, and then it really got too heavy for me to pull it. And this black came to me, and he said to me, "You need my help because you're white." I thought, you know, I know what they would like to do to you, but I am not going to say anything. I'm going to ignore it. And I said, "You know, this is really a bit heavy for me. Do you mind pulling it?" So he did. But he was provoking a reaction. And of course, when I told it to friends, I said, "Well, why didn't you go and complain?" I said, "To whom must I go and complain?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The whole company is black, from that one pulling the buggy to the manager. What am I going to say? He said,
"Well, I mean, don't you know that the blacks stole? I mean, the blacks were there first, rather, and the whites the whites stole South Africa from the blacks. Yeah. Don't you know that they're the majority, always have been?"
Exactly. And also, when Jan van Riebeeck came to the Cape in 1652, he burned down all the universities the blacks built here. Just inform you. Yes.
Goodness.
And the first surgeon in Africa was a Zulu.
Mm. Well, now let me ask you this. Now, years ago, we were hearing about Chief Buthelezi and the Zulu tribes and so forth. How many of them were working with the whites, and you know, many of them were listening, and many were being converted. You know, the gospel was being preached, and so forth, so on. And you know, I remember Botha used to address them and speak to them, and they looked up to him. You know, in some of the footage that we had, what has happened to them now under this communist regime of the ANC and the legacy of Oliver Tambo and so forth? What is happening with that group of people in their lands now, in the Zulu lands and so forth?
Well, I can tell you that they're murdering the council members. They already murdered 8 Zulus.
Wow.
This is what they do. And I mean, Buthelezi was the Minister of Homeland Affairs, and they worked him out. Because also he made a remark, and he said, "You stop pushing the Boers. Remember Blood River. The God of Blood River is still alive."
Yes.
And they mad at him about that. And the other day, His nephew, King Goodwill Swelantini, made a remark also and said apartheid wasn't so bad. Oh, my goodness me. You know, the wrath of whatever came onto his head. That is now illegal to say that apartheid was good. You can't say that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a no-no. But as Hammond said to Mandela, "Oh yes, I must tell you the story." So he was telling Mandela, he said, that "We fought communism. And communism killed so many people, so many millions in Russia, so many in China, blah, blah, blah." And he said, "And you, with Umkhonto Sizwe, killing so many." And so when they were finished with the interview, Mandela said to him, "Well, you can take a picture now." He said, "No, I'm not going to take a picture of you. But I want to pray."
Wow.
So he prayed and he said, "God, don't let his soul rest for what he's done." Yes. And that was on Thursday. Tuesday, South Africa Revenue Service walked into the church and they started digging, and they wanted dirt against the church to destroy them. This was Mandela's revenge. But of course, he couldn't do a thing because everything was in order. But this is what they do. But what he said is that Mandela was so smooth. He is so well trained, and that is true. He was trained while he was in prison.
Well, that's it reminds me of Martin Luther King here in America.
Yes, the same story, the same. So, yes, yeah. And Mugabe was trained, Banda was trained. They all were in prison for terrorism and being communist, but they were trained by people who look white.
You know, the biggest mistake was in the 80s, really, when Ted Koppel was allowed to go in to South Africa with ABC News and set up shop for about a week or 10 days, or I think it was even 2 weeks. And they said, "Come in, show the truth, you know, give people an idea what it's all about," Botha said. And it's the worst thing they could have ever done, because you're not going to get the truth from ABC or CBS or NBC. And sure enough, it backfired. It backfired terribly. And they've never recovered from that week with Ted Koppel, who, of course, was a British Kenite, you know, a Jew, who's you know, his desire for vengeance and blood was just radiating through his face, you know, and a very slippery and slimy, syrupy type of person that he is. But again, they got what they asked for. You don't allow the media, the corrupt media, come in and expect to get a fair shake.
I was asked by a journalist now who really gave me a hard time. Oh, my goodness me. He smeared me in the paper.
All right. We'll come back. Story. Tell us about it. Hold on. And we'll talk off here privately, Sam. And listen, folks, you can join in quickly now. We have a few minutes left in the hour. Give us a call, 800-313-9. Monica, South Africa.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back now, and Monica and I were just chatting off here and pray for her, and she's had something, I know, with her situation personally in the eye. And but what you were saying to me is very interesting about the aliens in South Africa now, like America, and how you're having issues that you probably never had before with all kinds of eye problems and infectious disease. Would you just share that with me now?
Yeah, interesting that our house doctor's son is the head of medical school. And he said that they cannot even develop an antibiotic soon enough in South Africa to help curb this virus attack, because the viruses are mutating too fast. They can't stop it. And interesting, when I went to this eye doctor, she was telling me the same thing. She said, "You're not shocked?" I said, "No, I know about that, because I was told that." She said, "Yeah, we have a problem to fight these viruses." So I said, "Well, I know why." She said, "Yeah, well, me too. But we didn't go there." Luckily, she's one of us, and that really helps, you know.
Yes, yes. Well, we'll be praying for you. Now, we have a call from Kathy in Missouri on the line. She'd like to speak to us. Hello, Kathy. You're on.
Hi, Monica. I've called in before, and I am the way out of my demographic. Worked my way into this, and I'm being judged relentlessly by white Anglo-Saxon Protestants and Catholics, so I'm kind of like the parasite on the system. And I am never given a place on the panel as the consumerist who understands deeply what is going on and how long it's been going on. We have PhDs from Columbia University working full-time, living in worse situations than I am, in poverty, working full-time. And this is like crazy what's going on. So I hear what you say, and it's so savage what you say, it's hard to listen to it. But I would like to see someone, as in the BBC, how they have an independent moderator, well, independent in quotes. I'd love to hear someone from the other side, you understand me, be a guest on the show with you guys to give the other side's view, because one man's side seems just till the other comes and examines him. And I am forbidden from being that other person that examines. And so I've seen this pattern, struggle, and I get judged and literally treated like I'm a crack whore or a meth head. That's what's happening mm-hmm. to me, and I'm upright in righteous indignation about it, okay? And I think, I don't know if he ever got my emails, but I've emailed the host here, you know, and I don't even hear those emails take time to write out, all right? So if you could find someone, maybe, you know, have some feedback from someone who is from South Africa, who is African, who can also talk about why they might feel the hatred they feel for us. If I told you what these WASPy Christians and Catholics are, hear me? Shameful. We've got to do everything our people, and we're never given a, you know, it's dangerous to do that, because ultimately, you know what I mean? If it is another group running all this, okay, and I'm saying it's not, but let's just say this, we have been the yes men for that, period. And I was verbally abused this week, horrifically, by a little frat boy and an older man, you hear me? And I said, well, I'm basically going to have to be begging for money to pay for the prosthodontics, because, you know, and I got laughed at by a little white frat boy. And I turned to him as the school teacher, the adult in the room, and an older baby boomer doctor, the attending, and I turned to this young man and I said, do you think that's funny? And I'm dressed in, you know, a very nice suit, right? I'm the only person, social worker who just recently retired, told me he'd ever met that it's a medical neglect of this country that had not become an addict, alcoholic, committed suicide, or prostituted, and I'm not doing a Melania. I'm not going to hang out at the Kit Kat Club either. Okay, so even on RBN, very harshly judged, we've got to do a better job policing our people and listening to the other people, because the bitterness that some people have against us is because we've earned it.
Well, okay, thank you for the call. We've been saying that all along from the beginning of the program, that sometimes it's self-inflicted. Monica, thank you very much for being with us again. They can email you at monica.huggett@gmail.com, right?
That's correct, yes. Thank you, Rick. God bless you.
Thank
God bless
you very
the people
much,
in America.
We'll talk again. Stay strong.
Thank
God bless.
You.
All right.
You too. God
Thank
bless.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Pleasure. We're going to have Art come up in the next hour, I believe. And stay tuned, folks. We're going to up the ante. Lots to talk about.
to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.